Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 1st to 8th of December 2016. This week we've got the 2016 Game Awards, Steam Winter Sale Dates, Guardians of the Galaxy, Esports, and Vanilla World of Warcraft. So let's get to it. Strong rumours suggest that the Steam Winter Sale will begin on December 22nd and run through to January 2nd. Last year's Winter Sale began on the same date, but this year's sale has not been officially announced. 38% of all the games currently on Steam were released this year, totaling 4,207. Steam Spy has released a graph that also shows 26% of all games were released last year and 16% in 2014. This number does not include DLC, but does include old games being re-released. This trend is expected to continue. The 2016 Game Awards ran this week in Los Angeles. Here's the roundup of the winners, with Overwatch taking home 4 of the 24 awards. Game of the Year goes to Overwatch. Best Game Direction goes to Blizzard for Overwatch. Best Narrative goes to Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. Best Art Direction goes to Inside. Best Music and Sound Design goes to Doom. Best Performance goes to Nolan North as Drake in Uncharted 4. Games for Impact goes to That Dragon, Cancer. Best Independent Game goes to Inside. Best Mobile/Handheld goes to Pokemon Go. Best VR Game goes to Res Infinite. Best Action Game goes to Doom. Best Action Adventure Game goes to Dishonored 2. Best RPG goes to The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Blood and Wine. Best Fighting Game goes to Street Fighter 5. Best Strategy Game goes to Civilization 6. Best Family Game goes to Pokemon Go. Best Sports/Racing Game goes to Forza Horizon 3. Best Multiplayer Game goes to Overwatch. Most Anticipated Game goes to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Trending Gamer goes to Boogie2988. Best Fan Creation goes to Endriol, The Shards of Order. Best Esports Player goes to Marcelo David of Cold Zero. Best Esports Team goes to Cloud9. And Best Esports Game goes to, you guessed it, Overwatch. Telltale Games have announced the Guardians of the Galaxy game is to be released in 2017. The developers say players will take on multiple roles within the ragtag band of heroes and take the pilot seat in directing their escapades around the universe. In other Telltale news, their Batman series will conclude when Episode 5, City of Light, releases on the 13th of December. A recent patch has hoped to alleviate the game's performance issues. Titanfall 2 has only made 28% of what the first game made during its release. Initial earnings reports were for retail sales only, but digital sales have suffered the same fate, with the two categories together making only $18 million. The failure has been attributed to being released between two far more popular FPS franchises, Battlefield and Call of Duty. Watch Dogs 2 released this week, having been ported to the PC after a two-week wait. It came complete with the graphics and control options you would expect for a PC-native game, and runs well on various systems. The Capcom Street Fighter V Cup ran this week, with Team Liquid's Knuckle Doo taking top spot and $200,000 in prize money. The American is the first official Street Fighter V world champion. The Dota 2 Boston Major begins this week, pitching 16 teams against each other in a $3 million prize pool. USA team Optic Gaming defeated Astralis and won the E-League CSGO Season 2 final, winning $400,000 prize money. This is the first big international tournament the team has won. NVS has won the Overwatch Season 1 finals in South Korea, beating home team Freak of Freaks and taking $90,000 in prize money. The Rocket League Grand Finals in Amsterdam is set to run this weekend, with a $50,000 prize for the top team out of the many thousands that applied. Also this weekend is the Grand Final Heroes of the Storm Gold Club World Championship, held rather strangely in the National Aquatics Center in Beijing. The final pitches Ballistics against MVP Miracle and boasts a $300,000 prize pool. Lastly in esport news, Will Ferrell will star in an upcoming comedy about the sport. Teams Fnatic and Evil Geniuses are set to make an appearance, but the general esports community is upset and has some major doubts around execution and the sport's representation. Doom's most recent update includes single-player AI, a new multiplayer mode, and a higher level cap up to Echelon 11. Reaching the new level cap will grant you the Doom Marine Armor. Space Hulk Deathwing, a Warhammer 40,000 squad-based FPS, has been delayed 5 days until the 14th of December. Focus Home, the developer, say the delay is in order to offer the best possible experience at launch. This comes after the closed beta test, which wrapped up last week, encountered some problems. Russell Shanks, the president of Daybreaks, the studio that developed H1Z1 and PlanetSide 2, has stepped down. LinkedIn suggests he actually left the company in October, and no reason has been given for the resignation apart from to pursue other interests. The PC release of Nier Automata, an RPG with a cult following, has been unlinked from the PS4 date and as of yet remains unannounced. Square Enix previously announced the game would release at the same time as the PS4 version, touted for early 2017, but this has now been revised to simply sometime next year, with the console launch still going ahead as planned. The latest Hitman mission will see Agent 47 dress up as Santa and silently kill people in a Paris Christmas party. Square Enix says the mission is being released in support of the World Cancer Research Fund, and they are asking for voluntary donations to the charity. Much like the open-source virtual reality consortium in last week's news, the Kronos Group has announced a similar message of VR open API standards, this time with industry giants lending their approval. Nvidia, AMD, Epic Games, Google, Oculus, and Valve have all agreed their support. Nvidia, AMD, Epic Games, Google, Oculus, and Valve have all agreed their support. The Kronos Group aims to develop a VR standards initiative, developing an API that is compatible with all headsets and platforms, making it easy for developers to port their games and prevent platform fragmentation. Dead Rising 4, a quirky Christmas-themed zombie smash-em-up, has been ported to Windows 10, with Microsoft announcing it will remain a Windows 10 exclusive for the first 90 days. The Capcom game contains a single-player and four-player co-op mode. A demo for Resident Evil 7 will arrive on PC later this month on December 19th. It is an updated version of the beginning hour demo released at E3 earlier this year. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite has just released, along with an announcement that Capcom will be reviving some of its legacy franchises along with its normal major title releases each year. No mention has been made of the specific games that will make a return, although that list may include Mega Man, Onishuma, Power Stone, Beautiful Joe, and Dino Crisis. Nostalrius, the privately hosted World of Warcraft vanilla servers, will relaunch on December 17th. The servers allow the game to be played as it was upon original release and were shut down by Blizzard for breaching their terms of service. Blizzard has since been in discussion with the server team, although there has been little mention of an outcome. Blizzard has assured fans that they will take legacy servers seriously, although it is unknown if the relaunch servers will be allowed to stay online. And the top 10 sellers on Steam this week were GTA 5, Planet Coaster, Watch Dogs 2, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Game of the Year Edition, Fallout 4, Rainbow Six Siege, Civilization 6, Dishonored 2, and Doom. Finally, my favorite story is the South Korean government has made it illegal to manufacture or distribute programs that are not allowed by a game company and its terms of service. This means makers of cheats and hacks can now face up to 5 years in jail or a $43,000 fine enforced by law. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G. Or on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of, and YouTube, where they are quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes and I'll give you a shout out on the show. And please do share the show around to anyone you know who may be interested in PC gaming. Lastly, there's a Patreon page launching shortly and I need your feedback on what kind of rewards you want. Badges, t-shirts, copies of the script, input on the show? Fill out the survey, you can find it in the show notes or on the website. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.